Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Now we are, well, it's been a long time since any of us have been at a gig. And, you know, some of us are really feeling that loss. And other people, I think, are just desperate for a bit of entertainment that isn't necessarily sitting down in front of Netflix. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk about some of the live gigs that are available to you to watch on your screen, on YouTube, on various platforms. And who better to talk to about this than Niall Byrne. He has an actual name. Niall Byrne, who is the founder of Niall Byrne and host of the Niall Byrne podcast. Niall, there is no better person than you, I felt.
Thank you. Yeah, most people call me Niall Byrne as well, though. You know that.
I know, but is that a bit weird?
No, my dad calls me Niall sometimes. Oh. So it's fine.
I would love it if...
We're really missing the gigs at the moment, right?
Yeah, big time. And you, I mean, how many gigs would you have been going to a kind of a week before?
Oh, two or three, maybe.
Yeah.
One at least a week, but mostly two or three, probably, you know. So I think I'm out of practice now, but it's been a while. But it has, I have the yearning in me. I have the yearning in me for a good club or a good gig still.
Yeah. And I used to get really het up about my personal space, which is just like showing my age. I think I had gotten to a point where I was like, just take one step away from me in those situations sometimes. And now I'm like, I just don't think it'll bother me. Or maybe it'll bother me even more. Who knows? Who knows who will be at the end of all of this? But there are gigs online that we can access at any time, aren't there?
Yes, there's plenty of things to watch for free on YouTube, and there's also a lot of things happening in terms of, well, there's kind of two like strands of things. There's a lot of things, I think, for people like ourselves, or like we really want to feel the being in the crowd, feeling the full experience of what it was like pre-pandemic. So there's lots of full gigs on YouTube in that regard. One of the closer to home, there is a full David Keenan gig, actually, that was put up on Christmas Day. That was a concert film kind of with documentary and talking head interview stuff. Mm. It was kind of his launch gig for the Dundalk folk singer. His debut album, A Beginner's Guide to Bravery, took place in the Olympia. And so you can watch that in full now. It's all on YouTube. It was recorded in January 2020, right before everything changed. So probably the closest you can get to most recent gig before everything changed.
And then, people who don't know David Keenan, how would you describe his music?
He's a troubadour is probably the best way to describe him. He's a poet and a singer-songwriter and very much a man obsessed with the lyrics and the words that he's saying, and he's quite rousing as well in terms of his music. So okay. David Keenan, it's called Alchemy in Prose, a concert film, and that's on YouTube now for free.
Fab. What else is there?
Well, if you go further back, the likes of Radiohead, when the lockdown first started, they were doing every week they were doing a live concert on YouTube. And of course, relevant to our audience is a gig from October 2000, live from Punchestown, which is where they played just after the release of Kid A. And you can watch that in full on YouTube as well. It's Radiohead live from a tent in Dublin. Of course, they had just released Kid A, and on that album is How to Disappear Completely, featuring the lyric about the River Liffey, which gets a big cheer here. But it's very well shot. It's very individually shot. It's quite a unique selling point as well to watch. And it's been up there now for probably 8 months now. So it's a really good thing to watch. It's about an hour long.
Fab. Okay, what's next?
And the other thing, I watched this last night now, and I really would recommend it. It's something I actually went to see myself in person. So this is David Byrne's American Utopia live show, which was shot on Broadway by Spike Lee. He came here in 2018 and played in the Three Arena. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen in all my years in going to gigs. And it was kind of like a reimagining of what a rock performance could be. Obviously, David Byrne from Talking Heads, he is known for, you know, breaking barriers and doing groundbreaking performances and concert films like Stop Making Sense. And this is kind of an update of that. Just a beautiful theatrical performance with no, I'd say, like on this show, there's like 11 people on stage. There's no wires. It's all radio mics. Everybody's walking around and there's a lot of choreography. It's absolutely brilliant. I watched it last night. Got a bit emotional watching it, I have to say. Aww. But that's because of the Talking Heads songs as well. You know, there's a lot of Talking Heads songs on this as well. American Utopia, that's actually not free, but it is available for to stream and rent at the moment as well. And I would recommend it. It is absolutely fantastic.
And that's on YouTube as well.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's Google Play. Yeah, so you can buy it. I think it's £4 or something.
Okay, cool. And then loads of people will be missing Irish gigs, and the Coronas and Dermot Kennedy both have stuff on available for us now, don't they?
Yeah, so there's a Coronas gig which was recorded at the Irish Independent Park in Cork. So a real proper big stadium gig to revel in, so you can enjoy that. That's from their full set from 2019, before. And it really does, watching it now, it really feels like the past. You know, that kind of way is like, you can see, I love that now watching it, because you'd think it'd be a bit sad, but actually watching people in a crowd having a good time is actually something that gives me a lot of joy still. Yeah. And the same with Dermot Kennedy at a festival in Germany called Soundcheck. His full set is up there on YouTube as well. Dermot Kennedy at Soundcheck Festival. So you can watch that as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the Boiler Room gigs, which is, you know, I mean, the Boiler Room is a big dance kind of YouTube channel, and they are doing things pretty regularly. But I thought relevant, and one of the ones that I've watched recently, and I've watched it a number of times, is Bicep at Boiler Room at the AVA Festival in Belfast. Mm. It's just a lot of fun. If you're talking about sweaty bodies, crowding the dance floor, crowding the DJ booth, I mean, that is a fine example of that. It's actually an outdoor boiler room, but it's a lot of fun. And Bicep themselves are actually doing a live stream soon, because they have a new album. And I think they're in, and I would say a paid stream, but it looks like it's really worth it. It's like a live kind of visual thing. They'll be playing their album all the way through, so that'll be really interesting as well. So watch out for that.
Oh, we'll definitely be watching that. We're listening to almost non-stop Bicep in my house at the moment, because my children are obsessed. My 4-year-old and my 19-month-old just absolutely love
Good
Bicep.
Taste.
Yeah, it's really funny, especially the 19-month-old, because he is like singing along, even though there aren't words. He just sings the kind of sounds, which is yes, fabulous. And actually, speaking of things my children are enjoying, my husband and I keep playing videos of Glass sets that we were at on the TV, and I was just explaining to my 4-year-old the other day what it's like to be at a big gig and what it's like to be with your friends, and you know, your favorite song comes on and you hear it and you look at your friends and you're like, yes, and his little face was lighting up. I was like, someday. I was getting emotional telling him about it.
Yeah.
But there are loads of those, aren't there? Like Primavera have loads of
sets
up.
Well, I know I met you at Primavera one year.
Yes.
And we were having a good time. There's a lot of Primavera full length performances up on their YouTube channel, which is Primavera Sound. So you can watch the likes of Roisin Murphy, Hot Chip, Queens of the Stone Age, Jungle, Pixies, Chromeo, The Walkmen, many, many others. And they're all up on YouTube to watch for free. And I really like that, because like, I had bought a ticket for Primavera this year. Mm. And it's kind of a thing. I don't know if it's going to happen. I feel like it might not, but it's something to look forward to. And that's why I bought it. You know what I mean? I want something to look forward to in the future. And these kind of YouTube videos kind of give you some solace in that regard.
Absolutely. And then, of course, before I let you go, there are gigs that have been created specifically for this pandemic time that might have already happened, but that you can watch again.
Yeah, so basically in December especially, well, first of all, maybe we should talk about the other voices, Courage, the most obvious stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff been happening throughout the year. A lot of it isn't actually up to watch now anymore, because a lot of it's been on RTE. But if you watch, the Guinness Storehouse performances from December are still up. That's Villagers, Loa, the Denise Chyla performance, which is unreal. And then Jack O'Rourke as well. Loads of people on that. That is currently up on YouTube on the Other Voices Live YouTube channel. And then, you know, you had to see a lot of people change how they do things, a lot of venues change how they do things. And also a radio station, the big NPR Tiny Desk concert series is one that a lot of new artists want to do. And they had to pivot this year because no one could actually go to their office and perform. Yeah. So they actually did a lot of off-site kind of NPR Tiny Desk. And one of my favorite ones is actually the Dua Lipa one, which was recorded in London. It's 4 songs, her and her band, acoustic. It's absolutely brilliant. I think it's fantastic. It's just like a perfect way of hearing those songs from Future Nostalgia in a different format.
Yeah.
And then closer to home, there's a lot of, you know, we had last year was the year of the Mary Wallopers in lots of ways. They had the Christmas special, which is up at the moment. Mary Wallopers at home, their Dundalk trad trio playing loads of kind of cool old trad tunes and ballads. And a lot of their shows are up on YouTube.
And I think the thing to know about the Mary Wallopers, if you don't know about them, and I hadn't heard of them until about a year ago when I went to see Lancome play in Vicar Street and the Mary Wallopers were supporting. They're 3 guys. As you say, they do alt trad, extremely listenable, but they are loads of fun. They're funny guys. Yeah. The music is fun most of the time. So, you know, even if you don't know them, if you want something really Irish and a bit gas, the Merry Wallopers, I think, are
a good way to go. Good crack. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So you nearly watch. I'd love to see them host some kind of a music show in the future at some point.
But a lot of venues do anything.
Yeah, for sure. They could do winning streak. I think I'd like to see that. A lot of venues are also doing a lot of live streams because of the recent funding allocated by the government to produce live shows. So there's a lot of big things happening at the moment. A lot of things being rolled out over December and January. So say in December, we saw a lot of things from the Workman's Club. So the likes of Nilo, a live set from the Workman's, along with Alba Reddy, Squarehead, Paddy Hannah, and Gemma Dunleavy. A lot of like up and coming, cool, great new Irish acts. And then we've got the likes of Vicar Street are doing a series at the moment called Vision, which is going out pretty regularly, and so far they have had Lisa Hannigan, Pillow Queens, Loa, Soda Blonde, Villagers, Lancome, Christy Moore, Lisa O'Neill, and then everybody is interviewed by Tommy Tiernan. So that's all up on their on the YouTube channel as well for Vicar Street. And then I have to give a shout out as well to the Set Theatre in Kilkenny, who are doing these absolutely beautiful high quality streams, all properly recorded in the lovely Set Theatre venue, which is kind of is a beautiful place anyway, but they've really put the whole production into it. The likes of Ifanessa Francis, Glasshouse Ensemble, Niamh Regan, which is a Choice Prize nominated album, and an artist from Galway that I would recommend. She's playing as well. RSAG was on last night as well. So they're rolling out some really beautiful, high quality streams and ones to watch for sure. They're really, really are fantastic. There's a lot of nice things to watch at the moment.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like that's a really good array, a good cross section of what's available. And I really appreciate you taking the time to do that for us. That is Niall Byrne. Sure. He does have a name, founder of Niall Nine and host of the Niall Nine podcast. I hope to see you at a gig soon, Niall.
Yeah, you too, Louise. Thanks.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Louise McSherry on 2FM.